didn't calm me down. These days must be strained like my each step. Still bleed on pages for queen's heads and deep ends. We doing backstrokes, but unique blends to keep stress to a minimum. Checking my sweet sense of 5 miles in landscapes where we pass days. It's B gray sky, the color of ashes. All my classmates displaying this bad taste, so I have to play the young Nasir. We robbing tourists in this rap game stand. Only a rat can win the rat race. So you suckers in blackface with hollow slang and empty handshakes need to chill. Otherwise, you just lost one. I face cold crowds like Huey face cops, cock shotguns. So pray for B as we lay patiently in tall grass where snakes wait to feast. Rats chasing cheese, they're unforgiving and they play for keeps. Well, I'm just trying to get my peace in peace and say peace. But the daily chase is leaving me fatigued. I get in where I fit in, which is in the breaks and beats. A vicious cycle in a haze where days turn to weeks. At breakneck speeds, we take cakes, make it take decks, bleeding and love it in public. Checking an average Joe, packing assassins, flow, sniping these divas in the fashion show. My crew is deeper than catacombs. We stand alone and bless the stage with the masterful. It's like. Empty stomachs rocking instrumentals, pushing the culture cross-continental, and still feel I'm disappointed my fam not reaching my full potential. And that's some heavy stress to hold. We push two pencils and envelopes, constant motion like a metronome. Hit you like welcome to the terror dome. Got trouble on your mind, refuse to lose, turn struggle to stepping stones. L smoke for whom the bell tolls. We blazing meadows, greased elbows, tails deeper than bass cellos. While they concerned with the dress code, it takes more than shell toes. Nike's car hard cell phones, my giants steal you a death blow. That's just from the demos. Third world work ethic, Star Wars manifestos. Slang scholars for your headphones. It's back alley art lessons, philosophies. Debate them on park benches, telling them watch the company you keep. Cause they be bearing gifts, but still they cloaked up in deceit. I say this openly because it even goes for me. Yeah, I've been got my foes and even though it's supposed to be in my corner, so to speak, having my back like I got theirs. Reality, fuckers got me in the crosshairs. Like, man, it's just business. We all out for our own self-interest. That's why I never carry a grudge, only a hit list. And we still build it piece by piece, like Emerson, Power, Stevie, hands and feet. I pen to thoroughly reflect my image in this beat and show you how illicit illustrators turn to real figures of speech like that.
I let the incense burn with the potpourri. Smoke the tree, you know I roster through it. Hold the mat, just trying to focus, G. Lift my shorty up and pipe it down like I'm supposed to be. The Irish moss, find your eyes. Got me filled with potency. Lil' mama got the goose with the goat. She sweet as tamarind. Me and a friend used to fuck round. But that was back then, before King Louis had dreads. Still had them packs, damn. Auntie Maxine taught me how to hold and draw right. Golf night, free mind, independent. Always right, longer roads and darker nights. I kept a stride out of one person, many, my nigga. I done multiplied, always high. Just need my clearance, taking flights, and I'll be alright. We man, son, I was born to this. Need a dish, Aki with the soul fish. Cocoa butter on my skin. Mama raised a real man. Me, man, son, I was born of this. Rice and peas with the red snapper fish. Conversations with the apple time. Papa raised a weed man, son. Scheme like the prey, my once live a day. Keep the evil away, demons erased. I rock the iron shirt, chase saying out of earth, say. From a land of pirates, this ain't Thousand Island. Keep the dressing, man, them carry weapons. Gotta keep your head up, get out and get something, nigga. I keep a fried dumpling and a six pack of the stout. Y'all know what I'm about, oxtail and shorty with the Guinness. Still running like I'm sprinting, breaking world records. Coming for your necklaces, jewels, and the Lexuses. Y'all know what the message is. I'm putting points up, trying to smoke one in peace after rolling joints up. B-Man, son, I was born to this. Need a dish, Aki with the soul fish. Cocoa butter on my skin. Mama raised a real man. B-Man, son, I was born to this. Rice and peas with the red snapper fish. Conversations with the apple time. Papa raised a weed man, son.
Yeah, baby. You know we came in this game to do one thing. Go from root to fruit. Yeah.
All my life I used to dream about the day that I would leave, and now the playing field, you reach the mountaintop, have my flag waving out. This life is filled with so many up and downs, it gets wavy. I'll lend a hand, you're a savior, same day you're the one he's saving. Now when I was young, had overcome the doldrums caused by hanging doubt. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, crippled me with fear of missing out. Coulda caved the fear and gave it up, but I'd be missing now. Instead I took my shot and went all in, and I ain't missing now. Stay high on motivation, need an army just to take me down. They shaking now, woke a sleeping giant, yeah. I shake the ground. At first they try to hate, but now they begging just to taste the style. They've been biting my sound. I got my sons and father Abraham. I'm spinning out, burning this gas while you burn your engine out. Built my own road, manifested my own contingent route. Knocking out my goals like I'm Rocky. This ain't no pound for pound. No one on earth could stop me like gravity. Boy, I hold it down. Hold it down, baby. Hold it. I hold it down so you know I'm going. In my dream above everything, underneath God, and I put that on everything, every day, hustling, hustle man, muscle man, everything they said he can, I done did all of that, God done did all of that, yes he did, yes he will, now I'm unstoppable, those nights I prayed I would grow unafraid and let go all the pain, ain't no risk, ain't no gain, fail to plan, plan to fail, baby, in the tail, I see clear, y'all need braille. If you can't see how incredible it must feel to be me in the flesh. If you hate you, no less, play your cards, not the deck. I smoke good, I don't stress, I send love and respect. So that's all I get back, I come home, get some neck. I throw bones, I don't fetch, I'm the best of the best. And my best yet to bless, still got the crown, baby. You know I hold it down, baby.
Nicotine smile. Try, this is me trying. in the washing machine.
Thank you. You're listening to CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Welcome back to Ronnie's Restless Reviews. First up on the docket today is All Is Yellow by Lyrical Lemonade. This is an album built on features and songs all curated and compiled by Cole Bennett, the creator of Lyrical Lemonade. This album includes songs led by several huge-name artists and a few more up-and-coming features, but when all is put together to create the All Is Yellow experience, what comes out is pretty bad. It's hard to start off by using such a simple descriptor like bad, because this album has a lot of varying quality and no single consistent style. But as an average and as a whole, I did not enjoy the album. The one consistent theme here is that I feel the production is very dramatic. I would describe the album as grandiose, trap pop, movie trailer type music. And that makes sense to an extent. Cole Bennett called this his first movie, so to speak. I would say he's going for like an Avengers team up in musical form. So having such a theatrical sound does make sense, although with such a wide variety of artists, some of them live up to the dramatic characteristics of the album, and some just don't. Now, as I delve deeper into the album, I'll split it into the songs that I feel succeed and the ones that don't. Starting off with the first track on the album, Fly Away gets that balance of dramatic production supporting a great performance pretty perfectly. The long buildup of an opening with several layers of echoing vocals and deep booming drum hits all come together effectively because Ski Mask the Slump God and Jid murder their verses. We start off with a sound that has the same self-importance and attitude of something like Zone of Interest, with the off-kilter vocal hits and slow winding up with Sheck West on the chorus. We're then treated to Ski Mask on the first verse. I love how each section has its own added flavors. On Ski Mask's section, he gets his own string section on top of the booming drums, bass, and vocal chops that play throughout, with Ski Mask hitting hard with lines like, I'm a Roan Rudder meep meep, think I work at Best Buy with the squad, how I be geeked.
Think I work at Best Buy with the squad, how I be geeked, fell out the boat, how I'm off, be deep. Yo, I went to committee, plugged in like a motherfucker with a MIDI.
We're then given Jid's verse, where he's given his own hard-hitting but smooth synth line, where he's delivering some crazy bars at super speed, including some fun rhyme schemes and little motifs on bars, like this moment where he exhausts all uses of the words left and right while balancing his incredible flow.
It's all red if I'm played to the left, ain't right in the head. Ain't on my level cause I left right. Rap is loud when it right wrong.
Jid has a top verse contender on the album with this track. It would be decidedly the best on the album if it wasn't for Corday and Juice WRLD. Doomsday is easily the best on the album, with these two powerhouses going bar for bar over Eminem's best beat. They repurposed the beat on Role Model, really not changing anything. It's one of the only songs that gives full reins to the artist without overcompensating with dramatic instrumentals. In that way, it stands out heavily from the entire album and feels like its own song. We get Corday starting off the song with a hard-hitting few opening bars before it's apparent that the song is a back and forth between these two top-tier lyricists, just trading bars, contending with the lyrical genius of the original Role Model song. Each moment on this track is stuffed with immaculate wordplay and impressive rhyme schemes, but I think my favorite is this moment.
Lesson one, I'm a bad teacher who gave the class seizures. Smash diva, stash reef in the lab freezer.
I found a reef for Corday stash in the back of the lab, so I'm in class smoking gas left in the class preacher.
I do think a few other songs are decent, like the closer Stop Giving Me Advice having the only other instrumental that isn't doing a little too much, with Jack Harlow going back to his style on Jackman. I think that style fits him very well, that choppy lo-fi hip-hop. But there's only really one other song that I would put on a playlist. First Night features several great verses, all themed around One Night Stands, opened by a great little intro by Wacky King Tizo Touchdown. It's a real banger of a song with Denzel Curry giving a highlight verse, but also seems self-aware about how silly the concept is. It walks that line of hard-hitting and goofy pretty incredibly, especially when opened by Tizo, and closed by Lil B giving a little TED Talk and lecture on love.
One night stands, alright, but love is the greatest.
Now, there is a lot more content on this album, and a good chunk is very stinky. Guitar in My Room is a song that I heard was bad, and I expected to be the worst on the album. It's not, but it's still very bad. We get an opening with Lil Durk choosing to lay down the track with some very corny first lyrics, talking about the trenches, before he jump scares us with some very unpleasant sounding auto-tune to hell melodies. We listen to that garbage for 2 minutes before Kid Cudi shows up on the track, and it's just kind of sad to listen to. He shows up with some cringy vocals before dipping out and leaving his short but memorably bad mark on the album.
If this problem's all solved, no lie, you never had a catching all the signs.
With The Fish is an exceptionally dull track featuring two artists I hadn't heard of, $Knot, or probably Snot, and Six Dogs. They both aren't very good, and they're clearly up and coming, so I hope they manage to find their groove on future projects, but this just wasn't their time. The chorus is very repetitive, not engaging, and the performances are just sleepy as hell. The second verse is maybe a little better, but the song has no peaks and valleys in terms of energy. It's just one tone and one flow the whole time. It might sound alright in the little 5 second clip I'll play, but mind you, it goes on with that same energy for the whole song. Doomsday Part 2 is pretty bad as well. This song comes right after Doomsday on the tracklist, so what makes this song worse is so obvious, with Eminem himself showing up on a remix of the Role Model beat, and honestly, 1999 Eminem absolutely washes 2024 Eminem if you listen to each of them back to back. The trap remix of the Role Model beat is just such a step down, and Eminem's performance is of course using his annoying staccato flow that nobody likes. Although some of his bars are mildly funny, his one-liner about how Benzino has no neck produces a mild nose exhale for me.
Now I got a riddle. What? One condition, you mustn't laugh.
Okay.
What is the opposite of Benzino?
What?
A giraffe. Go with his neck, how the fuck is that? Yeah. How can I go with something he doesn't have?
My nerves hurt, and lately I'm on edge. Rap vanilla ice and ripped out his blonde dreads.
Fallout, the song right after that one, is even worse. The auto-tune vocals are so extreme and gross-sounding. The melodies and singing from Gus Dapperton are very corny and not pleasant in the slightest. It reminds me of that Trader Joe song from TikTok that without the awkward charm and self-awareness. And Lil Yachty doesn't even save the song, even though his verse isn't necessarily bad. Even Joey Badass doesn't save the track, and he's barely in it. And I forgot he was even on the album before writing this. I had to double-check. Finally, the worst song is Hello There. This is an obnoxious, corny, and overproduced, overdramatic butchering of Blink-182's I Miss You. Who the hell thought this would be a good idea? They took one of Blink's best songs, which earned the right to be very dramatic, and transformed it into a painfully unself-aware and over-the-top parody of bad lyrics and bad ad-libs. It's one of the worst songs I've heard of the year. It's worse than Lil Uzi's cheap attempt at Chop Suey from a year and a half ago. You need to be an incredibly versatile and knowledgeable artist to pull off something like this, and these artists did not pull it off in the slightest.
Where are you? And I'm so sorry. Telling you I'm sorry all the time. Paralyzing heartbreak.
Besides the highlights and lowlights, the rest of the track list is mostly forgettable or mid. Some are bordering on notably good, and some are bordering on notably bad, and they all just blend together. Overall, I respect the attempt to bring all these artists together to create a movie of an album, in a sense. And I do respect uplifting some artists who deserve more praise, like Tizo Touchdown or Corday, or even Ski Mask. And despite the attempts to save these projects by some key features and tracks, the bads definitely overpowered the goods. I can't really put this lower or higher than a 4 out of 10. If this is the Avengers team up in an album form, then the villains clearly won. My favorite tracks were Doomsday, Fly Away, and First Night. And in conclusion, All Is Yellow is better than Coldplay's Yellow, but not as good as Mellow Yellow by Donovan, and certainly doesn't even come close to the heights of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road or Yellow Submarine.
Yeah, they were all yellow.
Next up on my show today is a little bit of sad news. Not to drag the show down, but as I'm writing this, news just broke that David Lynch has passed away. Although John Carpenter has made some of my favorite movies, David Lynch is my favorite director. In 2024, I watched the first two seasons of Twin Peaks, Fire Walk With Me, Mulholland Drive, Eraserhead, Wild at Heart, The Elephant Man, The Lost Highway, and Blue Velvet. And my opinions vary, but I at least enjoyed all of them and really loved a good number of them. Eraserhead has become one of my favorite movies of all time, and in general I just really respected his artistic vision, and I also especially respected his lectures on art, and the way he describes his artistic process has really embedded into my brain and helped my artistic journey.
Everything that we do starts with an idea. We don't know what to do unless we have an idea. So ideas are like fish. And you don't make the fish, you catch the fish. You desiring an idea is like putting bait on a hook and lowering it into the water. You can catch ideas from daydreaming, or you can catch ideas from places. If you think that maybe a place could conjure ideas, then you have to go out of the house and go traveling. You can be going down the street, see a reflection on a little pool in the gutter, and bang, an idea will come. Who knows how it happens? I always say it's like there's a man in another room with the whole film together, but they're in puzzle parts, and he's flipping one piece at a time into me. And at first, it's very abstract. I don't know. I have a clue. More pieces come. More ideas are caught. It starts forming a thing, and then one day there it is. So there's no original ideas. It's just the ideas that you caught. That the thing is to be true to the idea. Trillions and zillions of ideas, and they're all there bubbling and ready to be caught.
So if you walk away with anything from this episode, it's that you shouldn't listen to All Is Yellow, except for a few songs, and you should absolutely dive into David Lynch's body of movies, and maybe even his paintings and music, and just all his art. That's it for today's review.
Hey, Ronnie?
Good reviews?
Fabulous reviews.
This is Ronnie. Make it good.
Don't you suppose Ronnie could have been a
reviewer?
It's Ronnie, all right.
Ronnie reviews.
Fabulous reviews.
And this is the best review we got.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Baker leaves the lights on in the basement, even though he never goes down there. The night baker wants a Christian now, a Quaker leaves his shoes on when he walks downstairs. Still he doesn't believe in ghosts, and he's not afraid of the dark. He just doesn't want anyone to watch him while he falls apart. The night baker steals a kilogram of cinnamon, more than he will ever need. The night baker wants a giver now, a taker, if only he had mouths to feed. Since she told him she couldn't stay, and he didn't have the strength for a fight. It's been months now since she moved away, since he started working night. The sourdough sarcastically mocks him. The bagels, they beg him to stay. Calls out once every hour, hey night baker, are you okay? The night baker finds another baked teenager on the doorstep asking for some bread. The night baker knows he'll one day meet his maker once the voice is quiet in his head. And he can finally become a ghost, free of drugs that were never prescribed. He'll never be insulted by toast.